This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, the best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee. Terrific service department. Whether it's inspections, routine, difficult, they handle it all. One-stop shopping. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf online, sunburymotors.com. Now, you have something for your daughter tonight, right?
No, that was last Friday.
Last Friday. So tonight you're going to be where?
I'm going to be up at Danville for Danville and Mount Carmel.
Wow. So Danville, Mount Carmel, as opposed to the world-famous Backyard Brawl.
Yeah, Danville's number one in the state. Mount Carmel's number seven.
I mean, how dare you go with that logic?
Ah, sorry.
Logic, I tell you. Interesting matchup, huh?
Yeah, it should be. It should be a fun one. You know, both secondaries are pretty good. Both teams can throw the ball. They're both pretty balanced, actually. Danville has the leading rusher, leading passer, and leading receiver in the area. And I think Mount Carmel has the second leading passer, second leading receiver, and fourth leading rusher.
Wow.
So it'll end up being 7-6, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, because they both have great defenses. Okay, yeah, great.
I thought Mount Carmel Southern a couple of weeks ago would be a high-scoring game. The way both played, and it ended up 7-6. So,
yeah. Well, hey. That's one thing I love about sports is you just don't know what you're going to get. That's why I understand why people ask. But I hope people understand why I answer the way I do. I'll be asked, take last week, 19.5. Do you think they can cover 19.5? I don't know. I didn't even think about it. I don't think about that stuff. Because, no offense, I could care less. And that's the issue. I don't care. I just want to see if they win. Margin? Yeah, I want them to play well. But I don't like some. I mean, somebody asked me last night, 27 is a big number. Like, I don't care what the number is. With all due respect, the number is your problem. Okay? It's not my problem. Okay?
I think that's one of the big issues, and I think we talked about this, is then if they don't win by 27, then people don't think they played well.
Right. See, this is what I... When you get into that part of it... And people get mad because... Penn State last week won by 14. Okay. Now, if they kick the two field goals, they win by 20, which, of course, means they cover. So, who are they mad at? Kicker. All right. Now, who's most upset that he didn't make the kicks? The kicker. And I think you get, I mean, look, Penn State's going to need field goals at some point. I mean, there's no getting around it. So, okay, let's not minimize what's going on here. There's going to be a point where you're going to need to make a field goal. Simple as that. But people get more upset because it costs them money, I think, than the big picture. And, like, what is it? Is 27 correct? Is that right? Tomorrow? Something like that, I believe. Man, who can tell? I don't know. Now, you heard Wheels on the show earlier in the week. And remember what he said? That he had a really good laugh at when Bo Prabula scored the touchdown in the Kent State game. And I made the comment, I said, well, there's some, a lot of people are really interested in that score because it made it 56. And I think that wasn't the spread 49.5. And you're like, okay. Like, I made the comment just to be cute and funny. But I don't care about that stuff. That's me. Because to me, it's always a blank slate. It starts nothing, nothing. Let's see as we paint the picture here with words. How it's playing out. So I'll give Astor and Lisa's point. You think 27 is awfully big. Like, I had a couple of people say that to me last night at the field. I'm like, I said, I really don't think too much about that stuff.
It is now 27.5, so you have to make the choice of whether or not you think Penn State's going to win by four touchdowns or not.
I see.
Odd how that works out that way.
Yes. I will say this for the people who set such things. They do it in such a way where it's pretty interesting as to how they do it. I mean, because they seem to get a little bit here or there beside the number. But sports is the greatest. As Al Michaels said last night, and what was a terrific game last night, I thought the Tampa Bay-Atlanta game was really, really fun, wide open, interesting. That's exactly the kind of game the NFL needed after so many boring games. And that was wide open, fun football last night. But as he said, look, he says, the greatest live show on TV. Because you just don't know. And let's go back to last week, for example. It's homecoming in Oxford. Ole Miss is playing Kentucky. Ole Miss has not played a great schedule, but they have had been blowing everybody out. Now you get to this game, and I don't know. I have no idea, zero, as to what the point spread was. But there's no doubt that Ole Miss had to be a double-digit favorite at home. They didn't even win. They didn't win. James Madison, North Carolina, which we referenced in the previous half hour. North Carolina, obviously, is the favorite, right? And guess what? James Madison won by 20 points. To me, it's all about the winning and the losing. Whatever action you want to put on it to make it more entertaining for you, that's perfectly fine. It's also your business. And there are a lot of great outlets now. Let's just take, like, on SiriusXM or VEASAN with Brent Musburger's group. That do a great job of covering point spreads. Just like there are a lot of outlets now that do a great job on fantasy football. I mean, they do a great job on fantasy football. They do a great job on point spreads. But then at a certain point, you know, it is your decision as to whether to place the bet or not, and it's perfectly legal. And I said, go ahead, great. It's your money. Have a great time. And this, you know, at the same time, be responsible with it. You have to be smart about it. But I always laugh when people come up to me, and I'm like, oh, I'm the last person to ask. Like, I, you know, I barely know what the point spread is to start with, and it doesn't come in, it's not in the realm of what my job is either. I mean, I'm trying to think about, okay, here's a matchup, there's a matchup. You know, you start going through, you know, I think they can win this one's going to be tough. You know, you start doing things like that, I don't even think about that part of it until it's brought up to me. There are a lot of people that are experts on that, and since they're experts on it, I would defer to them. I'd be the last guy to ask.
I think they think you're, you know, being at practice, you can give them some insights, my friend.
Oh, I'm sure they do. And to my credit, I have a track record of none.
Yes.
Right. I know management would love me to give a whole bunch on the show, but that is not going to happen, because there's one good way to not be available for insights, and that's deliver insights. Hey, by the way, this is what I saw this week in practice. No, not going to happen.
You should see their new trick play.
Oh, you should see what they're running. This is phenomenal. He takes the snap, and he starts going through the whole thing. Like, right? It's unbelievable. It's great. This guy turned an ankle, and this guy, you know, hurt his shoulder, and this guy, you know, was limping with a knee problem, and blah, 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 blah. You know, it's like, no. Not going to happen.
All of a sudden, we get all these listeners from Las Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Why is the line moving?
I always used to love in the pregame show when somebody would ask the question, do you know what the status of X is? I'll say, yes, I do. Well, can you tell us? I said, no, I really can't. But I said, but I do know what the status is. Yes. And they're like, ah, you're a jerk. No, I'm not being a jerk. I'm just, right? It's, you know, James is the CEO. It's up to him to say it. Not the lower level people. Moi. I'm in the lower level part. So it's up to the CEO to say it. It's not up to others. I fall into the category of others. So.
When I covered Bloom U a lot with Danny Hale.
Oh, Dave, we're a great guy.
When the HIPAA stuff used to start, he always used to say, I can't say anything because of HIPAA. And then in the course of the conversation, he'd say something like, well, he did hurt his thumb yesterday. Like, then you told us anyway.
Okay, I got it. Yeah. Yeah. So, no, I mean, it's up to him. Yeah, he says what he wants to say or not want to say, and then go from there.
And there's not many guys more open than him on that stuff. I mean, as much as he can be.
Well, I mean, he's now gone upper body, lower body. You know, I'm sorry, he does not do that. He has done long-term, short-term.
Yes.
That's what he does now, long-term, short-term. Sorry.
I like that better than the NHL of lower body, upper body.
Yeah, it certainly does leave a wide range of possibilities as to what it is. Lower body. I don't know. Could be a hip, could be a knee, could be an ankle, could be a toe, could be a foot. It's like, I don't know.
Actually, the one that usually scares me is lower body contusions, because there's certain lower body parts you don't want a contusion.
Oh. It was that great line by Dennis Miller. I think it was during the Hall of Fame game. He says he has a... They went down to the sideline, and I can't remember who it was, and says he has a mild groin pull. Right? Dennis Miller said, there's no such thing as a mild groin pull. Oh, God. We'll take a break. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult...
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
All right. By the way, no King today. He's swamped at work. So,
of all days, we could use him.
I know. That's all right. Yeah. Beautiful day out, though. Great day. Love it. This is really terrific. Now, you are claiming that it is lousy there.
Lousy's a little strong.
Mediocre.
Yes. I was sliding out to make sure the sun wasn't out yet, but no, the sun's not out yet.
No. So, by the way, the Savannah Bananas are going to be in Pittsburgh next year. August 29th and 30th next year, PNC Park. Whew, about time they've had baseball. All right, so what? What?
I was going to say, after Ben Charrington's press conference, the Washington Wild kind of got in on it and said that people should come watch winning baseball instead of going to the Pirates game.
Oh, that's just cruel but correct. All right, yes. So, yeah. Wow. Somebody asked me about game times for basketball. I'm like, not yet. Really?
We're still looking for game times for football yet.
I know. I said, we don't. God. We're lucky we have USC. It's crazy how much. Look, I know that they are paying millions, so I understand that. I mean, millions and millions. So that part I get. But they're also paying even more to the NFL. The NFL has kickoff times. What's the difference?
Less channels?
I'm saying, what? I don't know, less channels? I mean, but the Big Ten has what? Fox Sports 1, CBS, NBC, and or Peacock. The NFL has CBS, ESPN, ABC, NBC Sunday Night Football, Fox. You know, I mean, they're on everywhere. There's not a lot of difference.
The NFL's also kind of slid into their time slots on Sunday, too.
Yeah, but the Big Ten has its time slots, noon, 3:30, 7:30. Okay. I mean, they've really got their time slots set. Now, this week, I think Oregon, Michigan State's at 9 on a Friday night. But, geez, I don't understand why they can't figure out, you know, like the NFL does ahead of time. I don't think it takes ingenious work to do it, but I've said that 1,000 times, so it's not, I'm just revisiting something else. But that's what strikes me about this. Because somebody asked me today about tip-off times for basketball. I said, other than the opener, I have no idea. None. I mean, they put... I thought when they put the schedule out on dates, it would include tip-off times and networks. It didn't. And the season starts 4 weeks from Monday.
They got plenty of time.
And the conference season's 2 months away. Because remember, they play those two conference games in December. I don't know. I just don't know.
It kind of makes it hard to sell tickets now if you don't know what times the games are.
Yeah, no kidding. So, remember I had Guido D'Elia on the show, on the network talk show on a Friday night? And we were talking about the game themes. And he said back in the day, they could talk to ESPN and they could really dictate what the whiteout was, right? Between the two sides working it out. He says, we can't do that anymore. That's not good.
An in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Everybody, welcome back to the Steve Jones Show here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Should be a fun weekend this weekend. Talked a little bit about earlier. I will be at Danville and Mount Carmel tonight. Penn State UCLA kicks off tomorrow at noon. Steve and Jack will be on air at 10:30. Bucknell is off this week, so no Bucknell on 1070. 1070 tomorrow, though the Bison do travel to Penn next week to play the University of Pennsylvania. And I believe SU is on the road at Catholic this week, so SU is not home as well. So Penn State UCLA noon here on 107.3 FM, pregame at 10:30. If you're looking for the high school football games tonight, Sealands Grove, or Shikellamy is at Sealands Grove. Kickoff for Sealands Grove fans on 107.3, or pregame starts for Sealands Grove fans on 107.3 at 6. Shikellamy is on air on News Radio 1070. be Steve Williams and Dave Ritchie this week. That game, they start at 6:30, and then over on 100.9 with Greg Wetzel and Justin Michaels. Lewisburg visits Midwest, and they come on the air at 6:30 as well. We talked a little bit about the Major League Baseball playoffs earlier, and I don't know, I mentioned when I said what we were doing today that I was a Mets fan and you'd have to listen to me gloat, but so I was a very good Mets fan last night. My daughter was already in bed once the once it got to the ninth inning. My wife was getting ready for bed. She works at 4 o'clock in the morning, or gets up at 4 o'clock for 6 o'clock in the morning. And she complimented me on how I reacted to Pete Alonso's homer because I screamed into my fist instead of what I did when she was pregnant with my daughter. Madeline was born in 2015, so the Super Bowl that year was the old Seahawks-Patriots where they didn't give the ball to Marshawn Lynch on the goal line, and Russell Wilson threw the interception to Malcolm Butler. My reaction was not great, and except my very pregnant wife was sound asleep, and I scared her when I reacted like that. So she did compliment me on not scaring her last night and, you know, celebrating appropriately as an adult, I guess would be the best way to put it. So now the Mets will play the Phillies tomorrow. I believe first pitch is at 4:08. That game will be... I think they'll probably join that in progress after the Penn State game on News Radio are on Eagle 107 tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. Not sure who's pitching in that. Was a little disappointed.
It's gotta be Zach Wheeler.
Well, yeah, that's true. I was thinking more about the Mets, but yeah, it's got to be Zach Wheeler.
Meet the Mets.
My brother's in Europe on vacation and did not plan his trip very well because he has his season ticket plan. He gets a ticket for Saturday's game, and guess who's not coming back until Sunday?
Well, why don't you take it?
One of the other people sucked it up before I even got a chance to.
Come on.
That's what I thought, too.
A little loyalty here.
Eh, I got to work at the paper tomorrow, too. That'd be a tough trip.
Come on.
Well, and I don't know if I want to wear my Mets gear to Citizens Bank Ballpark in game one of the playoffs.
You don't want to wear your Mets gear anytime at Citizens Bank Ballpark. I don't care whether it's April or October.
I did go to a game where they brought the L-Train fans down, so there was a left field section with all Mets fans one time at least.
Great. Perfect. That's great. I think that has a chance to be a great series. Great series. And whomever wins it, you're going to feel like they really accomplished something. Because I think it's that close between the two now compared to maybe early in the season.
Hey, Steve, we have Randy from Danville on the line.
Hello, Randy. Always a pleasure. It's great to hear from you.
Yeah, Todd was talking about Danville yesterday at the beginning of the show, and appreciate that. Kudos to Todd for mentioning Danville. The kids really know how to play, and you know they've got a nucleus of really good players. So I've attended all the home games, and of course the Milton game was away. I attended that one, but it's worth every bit of the $5 that I paid to get in.
That's just Todd sucking up to the Danville crowd. But it's a great job by him.
Yep. But anyway, Steve, what I wanted to... You had been talking about when a player... you were talking about college level as well, but when players just quit.
Yeah.
What about the contract that they signed? You know, and it just kept on ringing in my ears what you were saying. For I know a couple Fridays ago you were talking about it, then you started to repeat that same theme the following week, which was last week, I think.
Yeah.
But it reminds me of years ago. I've been banking at a local bank in the Valley for many years, And in their main bank, when you go into the lobby, I was struck years ago by the statement on the wall. It's up there, you know, it's like 20 feet above the floor. It says, all progress of men and nations is based upon the sacredness of contracts. And it doesn't describe an author or whoever came up with that phrase or that sentence, but I kept looking at it, and every time I went in there, the bank, I would look at that, and then you come up with this theme on the radio in the last couple of weeks, and you're so right. Contracts are so vital to a nation and to men. And there was years ago where my grandfather said we shook on things. We didn't even sign anything. And if you didn't follow up on your word that you were going to follow through on what you promised, that was a real negative on the family name. But today, contracts are not honored like they used to be. So I really appreciated what you had to say.
You know, I mean, that's... I was always brought up on that fact that if you said you were going to do something, you do it. I don't care whether it was a handshake agreement or a signed agreement. And there was a point, right. I don't know, 20 years ago, I remember I signed my contract to do Penn State football, basketball. And the football part was fine. And, you know, I was happy with the basketball part. But then through the grapevine, I found out a couple of things about what other people were getting along the way.
Yeah.
And instead of going in and renegotiating it, because I signed it in good faith, I waited to the end of the contract in 3 years, then I brought it up.
Right.
And, right, that's just how I went about it, because I thought it was the right way to do it. I thought, well, hey, I signed it in good faith. When I signed it, I was happy about it. When I found out some other things, I was like, I may have missed an opportunity. Right?
Yeah.
But I waited to the end because I thought that professionally and ethically, that was the right thing to do. That's just me. Everybody has their own way of doing things.
Yeah. I was thinking of a more personal example that I've had. When I think I was in 10th grade, we had practice at the... what now is the elementary school, I think it is, or it's along Route 11, what used to be the high school.
Okay.
And we had practice with Coach Whitey McCluskey until I think it was around 5 or 5:30, and my dad promised that he would come and pick me up at the end of practice, which was like 5:30. I'm just going to say 5:30 to make this simple. So... practice ended. I showered up and I went out there and waited. And all my buddies left, and their parents picked them up. And Dad wasn't there. He was the last one to come, and he didn't come. I think I waited for like 20 minutes. So I walked home, which is about 3 miles over the hills and stuff, and through woods and stuff. And when Dad got home, he said, "Where were you?" And I said, "Well, you didn't show up, so I walked home." He said, "If I tell you I'm going to pick you up, that means I'm going to pick you up." Boy, I learned a big lesson there. You know, Dad was a man of his word, and I didn't walk home from then on. I waited for him, even if he was late.
Right.
And he had good reasons to be late. So that was a verbal contract, and I learned a lot just by that little example. Just a simple example like that stayed in my head.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, 1 year, this is a long time ago. For whatever reason, I started the year without a contract. This is a long time ago. All right? Long time ago. And it was just in good faith that eventually there'd be one. and after game six, there was. It's like, okay. Now, my favorite one, and I think I've told this story. I don't know if I told the story in the air. But back in the day, Nelson Goldberg, T. TCS Productions, right?
Yeah.
They used to do the weekly show. Well, they got the radio rights. And I am the definition of the junior partner on this. Okay, I'm in my 20s. Okay, I am the junior partner by a wide margin, okay? So we go through the first 8 games and don't get paid. Don't get paid. So Gil Santos, John Grant, and I'm the third guy. Gil says, I've had enough. Like, okay. He's the lead guy. Yeah. So he walks up to Nelson Goldberg. And he says, Nelson, if we don't see a paycheck next Friday, we're not doing that game. Okay. And we're standing behind him. And I'm thinking to myself, and again, I'm the kid. I'm thinking to myself, well, let's not be too hasty here. Let's not be too hasty. So the next week, we sit down to do the we used to do a 1-hour roundtable with Joe. So it was Gil, John, okay, I'm there, Stan Saverin, George Paterno. So we sit down, we do the roundtable. And the pregame show with Joe's over. Joe leaves. And they said, hey, guys, we have your checks. So I get my check. Gil gets his. John, Stan, George, and Roger Corey was helping to produce it this time. All right. And we all look at it. I look at my check. It's for the first game. All right. And I looked over at Gil. I said, how many games did you get? He goes, I got one. John, I got one. All right. George, I got one. Now this is where it really gets great. Stan and Rogers both said void.
That's
what I'm like, oh. Now, technically, did we get paid? Yes. and we did the game the next day.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, we got money. All right. Then we eventually within 3 weeks we got all of it. Right.
Yeah. But
we're not going to do the game next Saturday. Right. I'm like, whoa. I appreciate your leadership on this matter, but I'm willing to ride it out.
Yeah. Well, Todd, are you going to be in the press box tonight, Todd, at the Danville game?
No, it's going to be way too crowded. I'll probably be down on the Danville sideline.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, maybe if you see me wave, and I will have a pair of binoculars with me, I'll wave to you.
All righty. I will do so.
You know, but and Steve, we will hear you tomorrow.
Randy, thanks so much. I really enjoyed the conversation. I really enjoyed the conversation. It was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Yep, it was. Yep, bye-bye.
Yeah, I'll never forget Stan and George. Stan and Roger. Void. They're like, oh. Oh, my goodness. That's 40 years ago?
Does Roger still have his voided check frame somewhere?
I don't know. The only thing Roger did at that point was that show, because we recorded it in the radio station in town. So that's why he did it, because he wasn't in the position he's now. But it's like, okay. Void. But I got mine. I'm like, well, because I thought when I got the check, I kept thinking, yeah, I'm going to get 9 games worth here. All right, it's going to be okay. You know, be able to get through a couple months here. This is great. I looked at it and went, hey, we can get through next week. Hey, you know what? It's stories like that. Actually, we kind of laughed about it at the time. Now, in retrospect, you could really laugh about it. You know, been a lot of water under the bridge since, so. But actually, there was a little bit of it at the time that actually was funny. Because technically, we did get paid. Like, well, he did give us a check. It's the voided ones. We're like, oh, that's not a good look. All right. Wrap it up in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
All right. So, UCLA, I think one of their planes got delayed coming in here. So, they've got two planes they're bringing in. I think one's getting here now at 4:55. You like the and believe me, I think the world. I thought the world of Nelson Goldberg. So, but it's like I always just thought it was one of the funny. Like we're not doing next week's game. Yo, whoa, hey, over here, like going, excuse me, I'm in my 20s. I still have a life in front of me. I still believe I have a career in front of me. I think. I don't know if that ever did that ever happen to you.
One of the local papers back in the 90s used to have a issue with paying people, but that if you do it in the newspaper business, when people string, people don't end up doing stories for you. So,
yeah, exactly. That's that is an issue. That is an issue. Like, we're not going to hire you anymore. Darn it.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Oh, man. Yeah, Gil wasn't going to tolerate it. John was like, okay. And I was like, are you really? Are you sure about this? And then I was like, oh, okay.
Was this pre-family?
Oh, no, no. I had a family at this point.
Oh. Yeah, then.
No. I had a family at this point. Yep.
It's just you. You can get away with ramen for a couple days.
Oh, there's a lot of things. When it's just you, there are a lot of things. You're in good shape.
Yeah.
All right. When it comes to other stuff, like when it fit, nope, got to have it as have the cash as quickly as possible. I said, baby needs a new, you know, the old saying when they're rolling the dice, baby needs a new pair of shoes.
That's right.